Welcome to the Transform Your Mind Radio Hour and Podcast, a show about transformation, mindset transformation. This is Life Coach Myrna Young, and in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, I share my journey of being born in poverty in Guyana to have an abundance in America. And I did it by changing my mindset. Let's go do it. Each week, I bring you guests or one-on-one coaching sessions to help you change your mindset and transform your life. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio, podcast, and television show. I'm your host, Life Coach Myrna Young. And sitting in the guest chair today is Tracy Litt. Tracy is a certified mindset coach. And now you guys know that this is the Transform Your Mind show. So mindset is a big topic. So she's like the perfect guest. And we are going to be talking today on the topic of why emotional suppression blocks us from success. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, I'm so excited to hang out with you.
Yes, I'm so excited for a conversation. Yeah, so we know a lot about mindset, but I'm very interested in talking to you today because we're going to be talking about emotional suppression and spirituality. So that's great. All right, guys, so let me give you a brief bio on Tracy. Tracy Litt is a sought-after success mentor for visionary women leaders that are navigating huge paradigm shifts and elevating into the next level of themselves so they can seamlessly generate the next level of their impact, wealth, and holistic success. Tracy is a certified mindset coach, spiritual advisor, rapid transformational hypnotherapist, best-selling author, and TEDx speaker. She is the founder of The Lit Factor and a creator of Mind Magic, a proven methodology that marries metacognition and spirituality, neuroscience, and quantum law to expand and elevate more quickly. Her work has served thousands of women across the globe and has been featured in Entrepreneur, Fast Company, Thrive Global, and Inc.com. Her book, Worthy Human, is a number one bestseller in spiritual growth and mindset. Did I not tell you she's a perfect guest? All that stuff is what we like to talk about on this show.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it's the key to everything, right? What's the answer? Go within. Answer? You, right? So yes.
Yes, perfect, perfect. All right. Well, Tracy, I normally like to start off the show by having our listeners get a feel for your journey. You know, so tell us about how you became a certified mindful mindset coach or why you became a certified mindset coach.
I'll give a little bit of both. So for me, I went through a lot of triumph in life, right? As all of us have. And I was consistently met with this calling that I'm here to do something deeper. I'm here to work with people on a more transformational level. I was born for impact and positive influence to make a beautiful dent in the progress of our world. And in order to do that, it really comes down to each one of us doing the work of ourselves, on ourselves, to make the ripple effect that actually creates change for the world, for energetic frequency, for our generations, our children's children's children, all of those beautiful things. So it was a calling for me to step up into what my capacity was, yet I wasn't scratching the surface because I was living beneath my worth, because I had a lot of my own worth work to do and my own I'm not enough and I'm not smart enough, which we all have an enoughness wound somewhere.
Yeah, doesn't that always show up? It's
impossible to be a living, breathing adult and not have an enoughness wound somewhere, unless you worked on it already. right? Because the nature of the way our psyche works and how, you know, things happen in our upbringing and the way we ingest things and make it mean something when we're little, we always make it mean something about us. And then we carry that story and that belief structure until we get older and something happens, usually catalytic, right? We're talking and hoping that we call you beautiful listeners and by choice, right? Don't wait to get smacked over the head by a circumstance. Just grow because you want to. Yeah. So all of those things are really why I showed up to do what I do in the world. And, you know, I was a single mother with an 8-month-old daughter. That was my first wake-up call that called me to showing up differently, letting go of the victimhood that I was living in and the powerlessness I was subscribing to, into creating a whole new version of myself and a life for my daughter, who is now 18. So that's like, you know, gives you some frame of reference. And then I was called to climb the corporate ladder, landed as a vice president of human resources, and still was like, yeah, no, I'm not happy. I did all the things. Why am I not happy? Here I am, like, yeah. Right, cushy six-figure yeah. job, working from home. Isn't that supposed to be joy? And it wasn't. So I answered that deeper calling and went back to school as an adult learner at 39 years old and launched the Live Factor, and we're in our fifth year. So yes, I'm about to be 45 this year.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you heard it before. You look great.
Thank you so much. I have three teenage daughters that keep me very young.
That's right. So that's great. You know, it's interesting that that is a story that we hear so often, mm-hmm. that people are successful. They've got the house, they've got the job, they've got the cars, you know, they've got the white picket fence, you know, and yet, they're still seeking for that happiness. I mean, you can't get it. If you can't get it when you have all the trimmings, like,
well, you know, so here's what's going on with that, Myrna, mm-hmm. is we were all raised in a conditional happiness model. Okay. Which I'll break down for us. We were all raised in the outside dictates the inside. Belief structure, right? Which then informs how we all show up. So it's very much, I'll be happy when I have $1 million business. I'll be happy when I find love in my life. I'll be happy or I'll be sexy when I lose 10 pounds, right? So what part of the call to work on ourselves and really recognize that as our core purpose is to completely shift out of these paradigms that we've been subscribing to all of this time and realize, oh, wait a minute, the reason why I could chase the carrot, get the carrot, chase the next carrot, get the next carrot, chase the next carrot, get the next carrot until you die and still not actually feel joy in your body and in your soul is because joy and happiness is an inside job.
Right.
True. Right? It's about recognizing where are you holding on to the when this, then I'll feel happy.
Yeah.
And do the reverse of that and start to cultivate and get your body familiar with that emotion of joy and happiness, not because something cool just happened outside of you, but because that is the state of being that you choose.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when we do, you know, visualization work, they tell you to feel the joy of having something that you want now, but I'm pretty sure that's not what you're talking about. We're talking about, you know, finding ourselves, you know, loving yourself and finding happiness right now, and not with your current body, with your current job, with your current circumstances, so that when you get the things that you want, you will know what joy looks like. And you're right. I like what you said, chasing the carrot, because we all know as coaches that whenever you achieve one goal, you set the next goal. We are always chasing that carrot. So, all right. Yeah. So that's great. Now you, your expertise is in, you know, spirituality. So I want to start off by asking you a question that, that I talk about all the time, because I've heard it from Deepak Chopra. And I've heard it from a lot of the luminaries and a lot of, you know, the spiritual leaders. And it says that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Yeah. So how can we embrace this spirituality you know, a spirit having a human experience to create our success.
Mm. So this is so beautiful. It's the foundation of all the work, right? It's mm-hmm. to first be willing to lower the volume on your skepticism. Okay, because skepticism is really like a sabotage tactic that your ego uses, right? Mm-hmm. So you can just keep disconnected and still hustle and make it hard and kind of continue to affirm who you've been. So when you demote the skepticism, let's say that, and you allow yourself to believe what I'm saying to you, that you are a spiritual energetic being having a human experience, because scientifically, not like Tracy's ideas on life, but scientifically.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We are energy.
Well, this is basically what I said. I've heard it so many times before, and I say it, but let's just break it down, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my superpowers, breaking it down and make it make sense. And then you're like, oh, okay, now I get it. Which is important, because you're not going to action anything. You're not going to apply. You're not going to practice anything. It doesn't make sense to you, right? And then it stays mm-hmm. outside of you. So mm-hmm. we are energy. Scientific fact. It's not a spiritual fact. It is a scientific fact. Okay. Mm-hmm. And notice, beautiful listeners, where you're like, but really, and where your skepticism wants to even doubt that, because right, it's scientific. If I put my hand, if I put your glasses, if I put anything under a microscope and we looked at it, inside are just cells vibrating. It's energy. Everything is comprised of energy. So when we realize that we are these spiritual energetic beings, but we're existing in physical form as a human being, right? Mm-hmm. What we get to do is leverage both parts of those truths and understand, right? Example, mm-hmm. when you are paralyzed by fear, right? Because you want to use your voice about something, you know, but you're not. In that moment, it's just an indication that you're a little bit too much in your humanness, mm-hmm. right? Because in our humanness, we're feeling fear and lack and scarcity and concern about inclusion and belonging and our good enoughness and problems. And it's from a consciousness perspective, it's very low, right? Our mm-hmm. higher consciousness and the dimensions of consciousness and energy is more going higher, excuse my hand going like this, going higher into our spiritual being, right? So here you are, let's use that you're about to use your voice, and whether it's use your voice in a board meeting, use your voice to actually say what you want in your marriage, use your voice with a team member because you're an entrepreneur, any of those scenarios. And you start to feel like, oh, I'm afraid, and you're procrastinating and you're not doing the thing, and you keep feeling like you need to conjure all this courage, right, to go do it. Mm-hmm. I want you to pause and go, oh, this is so interesting. I'm having a human moment right now. I'm in my humanness, but I'm learning to leverage my higher self. I'm learning to leverage the part of me that is a spiritual being. So I can go high right now into my spiritual being. And in the same scenario of using your voice, your highest self knows you're guided, you're trusted, you're supported, you're protected. God gave you a voice to use it. Open your mouth. Mm-hmm. Can you feel the like energetic differences of the human, the human part of this example and the spiritual part?
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So it's like literally knowing, okay, I got to, you know, and let's say you're, you know, in your spirituality and you're trusting and you're doing and you're feeling amazing, but you're not actually taking action. Right? You're like, you did your vision board and you're sitting on your couch and you're waiting and you're like, yes, I feel great. But you're not moving the needle, because we need to act as well. That's a call to come down and get into your humanness. And let's move some physical stuff around, whether it's move your body to get reconnected, take some action with something. So it's starting to understand through the work, through, you know, like courses and programs I offer, courses and programs other beautiful leaders offer, to really understand how to connect with both parts of yourself.
Our next partner is Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Green Chef makes eating easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a wide range of recipes to suit your preferences. Green Chef saves you time by cutting down on weekly meal planning, prepping, and grocery shopping with pre-measured and prepped ingredients that come straight to your door, leaving you with more time to savor the sunshine. Green Chef is the only keto meal kit, which makes sticking to a carb-conscious lifestyle easy. I'm trying to eat a paleo diet, and I love the convenience of Green Chef and that everything I need for my paleo recipes are all in one box. I love the fact that my spices and sauces come in small packages along with my recipe card. A couple of my favorite recipes are the Italian beef patties with mozzarella, balsamic, tomato pepper jam, squash, and broccoli. Tasted like I was eating in Italy. Another of my favorite recipes is the Southwest turkey stuffed peppers with cauliflower rice and Monterey Jack cheese. I'm a fan of stuffed peppers, and this recipe was better than anything I ever made before. Head over to greenchef.com/transform135 and use code transform135 to get $135 off 5 boxes plus free shipping on your first box. The website again is greenchef.com/transform135. CBD isn't about what you feel, it's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain. I started using CBD gummies to help me sleep better at night and also help with arthritic pain. The gummies did not really work, but as soon as I started using Feels CBD oil, I fell asleep immediately and had better quality sleep. Plus, my aches and pains went away. Feels is a premium CBD oil that is delivered directly to your door. CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And there's no hangover or addiction. Place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important. That's why the CBD gummies did not work for me. Feels comes in 20, 30, and 60 milligram doses. Choose the one that works for you. And if you need a dose of chill on the go, pop one of Feels' new CBD infused mints for clear-headed feeling and to calm anxiety. And bonus, fresh breath. Joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel at any time. Start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/transform, and you'll get 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's feals.com/transform to become a member and get 50% automatically taking off your first order with free shipping. One of the best things you can do to improve your health is to get at least 7 hours of quality sleep every night. I know it's hard to get that much sleep, but listen, it's super important because your body heals itself when you sleep. And if you're not getting enough quality sleep, you're increasing your risk of disease and make it harder to lose weight. Would you like to know an easy way to get more quality sleep every night? Make sure you get enough magnesium. Believe it or not, around 75% of people don't get enough of it, which helps explain why so many people have sleep problems. Unfortunately, most magnesium supplements are not full spectrum, so they won't fix your magnesium deficiency or help you sleep better. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, sleep-enhancing effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed and you'll be amazed by how much better you sleep. For an exclusive offer to my listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/transformyourmind to save up to 42%. Again, you can save up to 42% on Magnesium Breakthrough when you go to magbreakthrough.com/transformyourmind. Okay. So that's great. Yes, because one of the ways I normally go with that when we're talking about a spiritual being is that I always tag it with your spiritual being is you're connecting to the source, and with the source, right, everything is possible. So you become limitless, right? Do you ever tap on that one?
100%, because ultimately your highest self operates in the highest consciousness available, right? So there are dimensions of consciousness. Your higher self exists in your fifth dimension of consciousness, right? 5D consciousness, 5D conscious awareness, quantum, all of that space. Mm-hmm. So when you are in your highest self and you're trusting, you are the most open, you are the most connected to source, you're also in your highest resonance, you're also in your most enjoyable states of emotion.
Yeah.
Right. You're not, yeah, when you're in worry and guilt and not enoughness and resentment and anger, yeah, you're in your humanness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you're in love and radiance and trust and bliss and detachment, you're in your spiritual self.
Yeah. So that's true. That's great. And I noticed from your bio, you also talk about the quantum law. So you connect into because when you're into your spiritual and existence and your higher self and all that, you're tapping into quantum energy and the quantum field, which means that, you know, you can do things and it happens immediately kind of thing. So you want to touch on that? Because I don't
definitely
think
I so essentially what quantum theory, quantum physics, quantum law, it all means the same thing, mm-hmm, is the study and proven nature that everything is actually all connected all at the same time and completely available to us, right, like the web.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when your energetic resonance and frequency is lower, and you can understand what that is based on how you spend the hours of your day feeling, because it's directly connected to your emotional states of being, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right? When you are in a lower level emotional states, like the ones I was saying before, frustration, unworthiness, resentment, anger, overwhelm, you, mm-hmm, are not at your highest resonance, which is what allows you to connect to the quantum field, right? And really just become a match for everything that you're saying that you want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Be able to touch base with all of those possibilities and potentials that are always there, because quantum says everything's connected at once at all times.
Right. Yes. Beautiful thing. So that's just a very expanded explanation about we're all, you know, spiritual being having a human experience. Yes. Because if you believe that you're a spiritual being, that you're energy, we're all energy. I mean, I love working with energy. I love thinking of energy. You're thinking that your the walls in your house has got energy and it's vibrating in a certain energy. The bed you sleep on is energy. It's vibrating in a certain energy. So if you feel that you are energetic, you know, I do where I walk in the park every day and I try to commune with the trees. So that's, I know that that's cleaning up my energy, right?
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, you know, energy work and then if you can take it, if you can do the work to take it so that you're operating more in your spiritual form than your human form, then of course we're talking about success. That will be guaranteed success. So that's awesome. All right. So now let's try to transition into our topic is how does emotional suppression and control issue keep us blocked from our highest levels of success?
Mm. So your emotional state becomes your energetic resonance. And the higher your resonance, the easier the success you desire arrives. When we are emotionally suppressed, right, which means you are not expressed. So when you really just like break this, let's break this down for a second because it's valuable. Emotional suppression is when you consciously say, nope, I don't want to feel that, zhuzh it down, go away, make yourself busy, right? Yeah. Emotional repression is unconscious suppression, which means you've been repressed, you don't even know you've been repressed, and that you've been denying yourself the opportunity to feel your emotions and feel your feelings, right? and being expressed, which is the whole goal. What's ultimately our biggest goal for everyone, everywhere? To be the fullest expression of who you are, right? Mm-hmm. So being expressed not only means to express yourself verbally and in personality, but also to allow your emotions and your feelings to express out of you, whether that is through beautiful crying or screaming or punching or all these beautiful ways to release emotion from your body. So it's right, just to level the playing field. Mm-hmm. When you are emotionally suppressed or repressed, you are actively congested in your system. I want to think of it like when your nose is congested and you go take a Mucinex so you can breathe, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Use that in your mind's eye as an analogy. When you are emotionally suppressed or repressed, you are congested in your entire system, right?
Okay. Got it.
And you can like feel that in your body. It's to recognize, oh my God, so if I'm congested emotionally in my body, then you're not able to be clean and clear, right? It impacts the way you think. It impacts your reactions. It blocks your ability to choose a conscious response. It's consistently lowering your energy. It's lowering your vibration because you're denying a very beautiful, natural part of your humanness, which is to feel your feelings.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, your mother didn't or your grandmother didn't, and it wasn't okay to feel or suck it up, buttercup, and all the other beautiful variations of how we were all raised. And we have an emotionally congested society.
Yeah.
Right? When you're emotionally congested, you're also very reactive. Right? Like the anger comes faster. The resentment comes faster. You're a little like when my kids were little, we used to call it being prickly. You know, you'd be a little prickly on the outside. You're a little edgy, right? You're unable to tap into your joy. You're unable to feel that trust and bliss that we were just talking about in your higher levels of consciousness. Mm-hmm. I'll pause there. That's really what's happening inside.
So a lot of people, more people than we think that there would be, have a problem with expressing their feelings. A lot of people don't even feel it. They're not able to tap into exactly what they're feeling, right?
Yeah.
And some of them don't, once they tap into what they're feeling, they don't like that feeling. So they try to do things to mask it, whether it's to eat or they drink or it's use drugs or whatever, because people don't like to feel, they don't like to feel the pain. And, you know, I learned a long time ago is that if you want to get rid of that feeling that you don't want to, is that you go into it, you know, you feel it. And it's just like, if you're running away from, you know, we're just talking about, you don't want to say something in a board meeting because we're talking about success here. You don't want to say something in a board meeting, one, because maybe you feel that they're going to reject it and you're going to feel stupid, or one, you don't want to say it because it's stepping on someone else's toes and you don't want to hurt their feelings because you're a pleaser kind of thing. But if you just do it and feel it, you're like opening up yourself to so much. Because you talked about fear originally, right? Fear is false, evidence appearing real. And whenever you go into that fear, right, it stops having control over you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I get what you're saying about emotional success, suppression, and blocking us from achieving high level success. Because yeah, you can't one, show up as your authentic self, right? And two, you're not expressing yourself, and maybe the boss over there is looking for someone that can speak and say things, and you're not doing it. You're just sitting there quiet in the meetings, because I've been there. You know, you've been to meetings where there are certain people that never say anything because they don't feel comfortable saying, right? But then the boss over there is saying, oh, I'm never going to give Susie that promotion because she's not verbal and she's not vocalized and she doesn't have any opinions, right? Yeah. So yeah, it does block you.
It really blocks you from everything you say you want. And we don't recognize it because societally it's so widely accepted to not feel your feelings because of how we were all raised, and not enough of us have done the work to truly shift this paradigm. And I'm hoping that this podcast conversation calls you to do the work, because not only is it unhelpful for your energy, both your physical output of energy and your energetic vibration and your resonance, right? It is unloving to yourself mm-hmm. to not feel your feelings, right? It's also unhealthy because emotional congestion is dis-ease in the system and will manifest physically. Body pain, cancer, toxic things that happen, autoimmune, 1,000% connected to what is going on inside your body.
Yeah, that's right? So true.
Welcome to Authenticity Atlas Podcast, where your two hosts, Tati
and Dana. We are two corporate professionals and best friends, and we want to openly share our journeys from living in low self-worth to discovering a life of authenticity and high self-worth.
We talk about all areas of life, such as wellness, spirituality, relationships, astrology, manifestation, and many other topics.
We will be also sharing some of our most intimate and personal stories, so get ready.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is such a great American experience, losing the virginity at the prom night to a prom king.
In a way, like, I started believing that I was crazy and that nobody else would want me, because that's how he kind of made it seem, and I believed him.
The second time around, you pick exactly what you want. So I would like to say that I'm not single. I'm in between husbands right now.
Just because I've done bad things before, or what I would consider bad, doesn't mean that I'm a bad person.
I can't wait to share all of these tools with the world. Buckle up and get ready for the ride of your lives on the Authenticity Atlas Podcast.
Are you looking for cheap and fashionable clothing that you can create your own label? Then check out Valenti.com. Locally produced in the U.S. for faster production, shipping, and the best quality. Valenti.com got everything you need for summer, winter, and autumn to stay fresh. Valenti clothing was created with one ambition, namely customer satisfaction. Our goal is to put you first and offer the best service possible. So if you want to be your own label, head over to Valenti.com. Shop for hoodies and sweatshirts, t-shirts, jackets, sunglasses, and much more. Shop while you're supporting a worthy cause. For every purchase, Valenti.com will donate 20 cents to the Ocean Cleanup Foundation. That website again is Valenti.com.
You know, of course, I speak to people on the show all the time. And I've had a couple of guests come on and talk about the same thing, autoimmune disease coming from a blocked, you know, they're talking trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma, when they're traumatized as a child and they block those feelings and block those emotions. Yes, it shows up as an autoimmune disease. So yeah, whether... you know, you're stuffing down from trauma, you're not feeling enough, or, you know, you don't think you're enough or whatever, it definitely affects your success. So yes, it's great to, you know, so if we're given a directive, one, recognize how you're feeling. Because yeah. It's, you know, you might be listening to this and not even recognizing that you're not in touch with your feelings. Because a lot of times, even me that's in the space of a coach, I have to sit back and, you know, if someone says, for instance, I was doing an exercise once where they were telling you to name your emotions. And I had to sit back and actually do that. I mean, which emotion am I feeling?
Yes, of course. Yeah. It's not, you know, we're not taught this in school to identify how we're feeling and feel the feeling without judgment so that it can pass through and all of these things. It is our responsibility now to, you know, you know, a great place to start, Google the emotional or feelings wheel. If yeah, you know. Book, right? And
that's
and
the one I was out, doing.
Print that out. It's nobody owns it. It's just like a global thing. And yeah. You will notice it's a wheel that's also drilled down by sections. So you can simply start by becoming familiar with, ooh, these emotions are clustered together and these emotions are clustered together, so that you can actually put the language to what's coming up in your body. It's a good place to start.
Yeah. So that's great. Yes. All right. So you also talk about something called up-leveling. So the question I have here for you is, what makes it so hard to change and to up-level? So we're just talking about us not being in touch with our feelings and being congested. So what makes it so hard for us to actually start being in touch with our feelings, or, you know, whatever change we need to make and mm-hmm. up level?
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's unfamiliar, that's the real answer. So the art of change and why does it feel so hard to change is because you actually have to become different.
Okay.
And when we're in the human growth and potential space, it's not discussed enough that if you're really going to become different, you're going to really have to get uncomfortable. And that is, it feels physical. An up level where you actually stretch out of your zone of familiarity into the next ring or two or three of what's available to you feels like a physical stretch. Mm-hmm. And to be able to successfully change and transform, we have to have a profound understanding of our connection to our bodies and what it means to create safety in our system when our system is perceiving it as unsafe. Yeah. Because change means different, means unknown, means uncertain, and your mind body goes, oh, hell no, I'm not allowing that human to do that. I'm going to keep her, him safe and the same. Done, right? So to recognize what
that's
it actually
definitely the mind, because that's what the mind does. You know, it says, it looks at it and it says, yeah, you know, this is unfamiliar, this is not safe, you shouldn't do that, right? So you gotta break out of that.
Well, it's that, and it's also to understand that if you're not working with the body, you're not really working with the mind, which also seems counterproductive or counterintuitive to what we're taught, but it's the truth. And even, you know, I'm a mindset teacher, but I don't do any mindset work without body. Because you feel how you think, and you think how you feel, and you feel how you think, and you think how you feel, and your feelings are in your body, and your thoughts are in your mind,
right?
So it's the mind drives, because that's where our amygdala is, and our fear response gets ignited there, but it's our body, our nervous system, that keeps the score and tells all and does or doesn't allow you to change.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha. Yeah, right.
So once you understand that, you go, okay, so then, and you learn how to create safety in your body, like I teach you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you can go move outside of the zone of familiarity. You can change, because you know that where you're going is amazing. What we're saying when we're changing is we're going, you know, I'm going to leave worry behind, and I'm going to live in peace and ease. I'm going to leave lack behind, and I'm going to access the truth of my abundance and receive more money and revenue. I'm going to leave there's something wrong with me behind, and I'm going to allow myself to receive the love of the partner that's been trying to love me for years. Whatever it is, all of those desires, we want those things. Yeah. So why is it so hard to get them? Because even though
why does your body we're not to the mind yet. So why does the body tell you that it's unsafe to do it and it's unfamiliar?
Because it's different than what you have. It's unknown to your mind and body. Even though it is consciously what you desire and say you want, your mind and body are actively, Myrna, 24/7, 365, trying to keep you the same, hell or high water at all costs.
Yes.
That mastering of the mind and body is part and parcel to your ability to transform and change.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Just last week I was, you know, I knew this, but this was, it was just one of these things that comes into you again, you know, knowledge, they're saying knowledge is not good until you use it. But yeah, I was just reading something about the subconscious mind and how we're all pre-programmed and the subconscious mind runs us and all the feelings that you're talking about in the body, you know, the subconscious mind. In fact, someone was even giving me a location of it. It sits behind your sternum. You know what I mean? And now when I do my work, I'm paying attention right there, you know, because I know that is that what you're talking about in your body, your subconscious mind and the computer.
Your programming, but also it's your nervous system.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your nervous system mm-hmm. is what regulates like, can I allow this woman to have more? Is it safe for her to have more? It doesn't, if it hasn't experienced it, it's going to block your capacity to receive it. Right. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, and this is the part of it, why mindset work has to include the body is because mm-hmm. we're not a severed head walking around on its own.
True.
Right.
True,
our minds and bodies are one. Yeah. And there is, you know, when you really look at it, you go, okay, fine. Because what happens is also our culture has raised us all to be what I teach as neck uppers. We just live from the neck up. We're logical. We're overly analytical. We're way too high achieving. We're externally driven. And we forgot we had a body.
Yeah.
That's the majority of the world, right? Until you hang out here and we listen to us and we're like, oh my God, I got to go do the work. Good. But the, if you really look at your mind body and the way it connects, like physiologically, mm-hmm. you have a brainstem, right? Your head, and at the bottom is your brainstem, and your brainstem connects in through your spine, and your spinal mm-hmm. cord runs through your body.
Right.
Your vagus nerve, which is in charge of your safety and connection in your body, is a mm-hmm. is really billions of nerves, but it's called one nerve. And right. that runs from your brainstem all the way down through like about your thighs.
Right.
That those billions of nerves are driving the ship.
Yeah, I am. I work with my vagus nerve. Every time I meditate, I remember to relax that. Because yes, it's so important for to relax your vagus nerve. Right. Now you said something a minute ago that I didn't touch on. You talked about when you stuff stuff down, it manifests into disease. And of course, almost every person I talk to on the show, we have to talk about the chakras because that's what happens when you stuff it down. You're stuffing down, your energy is being blocked, and we know the chakra system, and then you manifest disease. So yeah, whether it's your energy you're stuffing down, or your emotions you're stuffing down, or your feelings you're stuffing down, or whatever it is you're stuffing down, it manifests into not only unhappiness, but it manifests in disease. So you definitely don't want to do that.
Correct. And it really starts with just, you know, start giving yourself permission to feel.
Yes. Yes.
It's safe to feel your feelings.
Yes. Yes. It's safe. Actually very, very important. Very, very important. All right. So you are, tell us about the Lift Factor. You are the founder of the Lift Factor and also the creator of Mind Magic. Love that.
Yes.
So tell us more about the Lift Factor and Mind Magic.
Yeah. So the Lift Factor that's my company. Very excited, proud of it. My dad gave me that last name, so it's all him. And it just happened to be a really cool last name because we get lit all the time. Yes. So that was fun. So the Lift Factor, we are a human growth and potential company. And we specialize in working with visionary women leaders and entrepreneurs to do the inner work necessary to become the next level versions of themselves so that they can easily generate impact and wealth and holistic success and feel joy and presence along the way. That's what we do. And Mind Magic is our flagship framework. So it is a gorgeous container for visionary women leaders and entrepreneurs. And you come in who you are and you leave the next level version of yourself in the most incredible way. And it marries neuroscience, quantum law, metacognition, healing, and spirituality in community. And that's the kicker. That's the key. We don't grow in isolation. Mm. We don't. Mm-hmm. And we thrive and need connection, community, learning how to receive unconditional love, learning how to be rallied around, right? Learning how to accept. Look at all of this love, right? Being in a sphere and a vortex of other women who are letting go of the status quo, who are breaking free of old paradigms, who are being the fullest expression of themselves. It's like the wind beneath your wings. And it's extraordinary. So that's what mind magic does. And it's been so profound. It's so proven. We now have a 0% fail rate of anyone who comes through the program and works the work. So we actually have a certification as well. So now I certify beautiful other service providers, healers, coaches, financial experts, strategists on the mind magic framework so that they can take it out in the world and affect change.
That's beautiful. We started off by saying that that was your goal and that was the impact that you wanted to, provide. And, just reading my Bible this morning, and they talked about, if you've got a skill, then you should actually teach that skill to other people.
Make it easy. Here's how you help. This is how you transform people, because this is an art and a science. Right. And to really understand even all the little elements of what we've had in this glorious conversation, how do you make that actionable? How do you put that into practical application? Because to what you said before, it's like to have the knowledge, but not utilize the knowledge. You might as well not have the knowledge. Right. It was Buddha that said to know and to not do is to not know.
Right.
Exactly. So one of our superpowers is showing you how to apply all of this beautiful work in a sensible way that's so easy to do. And then you gain new evidence of what's possible and boom.
Yeah. I also like the framework that you're working in. And, you painted a very beautiful picture, and I actually saw that picture where women are getting together and nurturing each other and accepting the love and because women, I'm talking like if I'm not one, but women are, we are unique in individuals where we always want to give and we don't really, sit around and think we should receive. So when you're talking about being in a space where you're learning to accept the love and you're learning that you are enough and you're learning all these different things in the space with other women, I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, because another thing that the corporate world is that women are not, they don't work together. There's always
there's so much competition, so many women who unfortunately have a negative construct of what relationships with other women really feel like and how to experience that. And a lot of that actually comes through corporate trauma, and all of that. And obviously patriarchal upbringing and women being less than and all of those things created more competitive rather than collaborative environment. And it's incredible to watch those kind of relationships shift. And, you can shift belief in a lot of ways. And one of the most profound ways is to put yourself in a new experience that goes, oh my God, look at all this love. Look, she's promoting me. She's loving me. She's working with me. She's telling, wait a second. You don't even have to do any subconscious reprogramming because you're in an immersion of, whoa, this is a totally different experience. And I'm one of three girls. I'm the middle of three girls. I have three daughters. It matters greatly to me that we have women rise together.
Yeah. Yeah. That is definitely a paradigm shift because I will tell you, when I was in the corporate world, I stayed away from the women bosses.
I had that experience too when I was in corporate, and it was really just so interesting and so awakening, and so optional, right? But we have to show up differently to make it optional and we have to be different.
Okay. So, all right. So how can listeners connect with you, the Lit Factor, and get information on your Mind Magic program? Tell us your website, tell us your social handles. And also, you didn't talk about your book. Yeah. Tell us about your book. It's such a beautiful title, Worthy Human.
Thank you. Worthy Human, because you're the problem and the solution. It's incredible. Please go get the book. It is an incredible read. It is not just theory, to the point of our conversation. It is both theory, story, and work. So there are sections in the book called The Work, where you literally pause and you do the work. I've had people simply invest in the book and transform with nothing else. So if you're willing to show up for yourself and do the work, it's a great place to start. And you can get that on Amazon. And if you're an audiobook kind of person, I read the audio. So it's like me loving you and yelling at you for 6 hours.
Yeah, I'm definitely an audio person. I'll get it myself.
The other thing I wanted to give, so if you go to the litfactor.com, and it's LITT, that's our website, it's our hub, it has absolutely everything. But if you go to whatwouldshedo.net, that's a free gift that I have. It's a 3-part audio training, all about connecting to the next level version of you and what it means to let her lead in every area of your life, personally and professionally. So that's whatwouldshedo.net. And then the last
or comp?
.net.
.net, okay. .net. All right. Mm-hmm.
And then Mind Magic is mindmagicwithtracy.com. And that's all on the website as well. All of this is on the website.
All on the website. All right, awesome. So what are your social handles?
At the Lit Factor.
Okay, all right. Yep. All right. Awesome. Okay. Well, yeah, Tracy, this has been a fabulous interview. You've expanded our mindset on, I think my takeaway is that I spend a lot of time working with the mind. Oh my gosh, I'm learning so much about the mind and incredible things that it can do. And,
yes.
And, you know, just yesterday I had the conversation, everything starts with the mind. But what you have expanded my mind about today is the fact that the mind works with the body. So you can't leave the body out of it.
Right.
And when you were talking, you reminded me of one of Tony Robbins' staple. He's always saying that you got to get yourself in state, you know, knock yourself, beat yourself, jump around or whatever. And I just realized that that's how you involve the body. Right. You got to involve the body. He talks about your posture and everything. But yeah, it was a good connection for me and a good connection for my listeners to know that, yes, you've got to involve the body, because the mind, the body can be weak, and of course, we know you have to take action. So which is where the body comes in. But so that was great. And of course, we talked about stuffing down your feelings and we didn't use the word pleaser, but normally when you stuff down your feelings, that's what you're being, you're becoming like a pleaser. So, this was an excellent conversation. And, I love the work that you do, with women, with the Lit Factor and Mind Magic. It's a beautiful picture. And, women, I'm seeing this a lot. This must be, the future, where we're having a lot of women's conferences and women are trying to elevate each other and work together now, instead of being, antagonistic and competition and feeling like the world is limited. Because again, when we go into that concept of, I got to bring you down so I can move up, right? We're saying that there's not enough for all of us.
Right. We're living in lack.
Yeah. That we're living in lack. Exactly. So when we accept the spirituality, which you're talking about, which is never lack, which is always abundance. And we go more from our human self to our spiritual self, then we're able to have the type of breakthroughs that you're talking about in Mind Magic and learning from a community of women, because we're healers. That's so that's right. A beautiful thing.
That's right. Well, beautifully said.
Thank you. All right, guys. Yes. Yeah, So for my regular listeners, that there will be a transcript of my conversation with Tracy on my show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. I will also have a link to her book and her website and her free gift on there, and her social media handles, so that you guys can all connect with her. And I'm definitely going to get the book. Like I am an audio person. I listen to a book every day when I walk. So, yeah, I will be, I will definitely be getting your book. Love it. Because, you know, we all keep growing.
That's right.
You know, you've got to learn every day, and I'm learning every day. I learn from reading. I learn from talking to my guests, and you just learn from people, and it's a learning experience every day.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So we're almost out of time now. So Tracy, I'm going to give you a chance to have any last words of inspiration or any last words to the audience.
Yes. Well, you know, first, thank you for having me. It's been really fun to hang out. And I feel really confident that the listeners have shifted through the course of what we talked about. And I want everyone to know that you are whole. You are enough. You are love. You are abundant. That is the truth of your birthright. And how amazing and different would your energy and your everyday showing up would be if you allowed yourself to just believe that at face value.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, without knowing what you were going to say, that yes, life would be so much easier if people believe that or even
thought about it. And here's the fun fact. You get to choose what you believe.
Yeah.
So stop being a victim of yourself. You literally get to decide, this is what I choose to believe, and do the work to embody that belief, and everything changes.
Yes, definitely you have to do the work. Yes, awesome, yeah. Awesome. But yeah, it's been a fabulous conversation. So thank you very much, Tracy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life. And that's what we did here today. We're giving you some nuggets that you can transform your mindset so that you can live a healthier, more abundant life. So thank you guys for tuning in, and until next time, namaste.